rights and our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must eat America now, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmaner, with you on this 29th day of April 2015. I suppose you have heard that the Baltimore Orioles did not play baseball last night. Okay, because there seemed a little congestion with bodies, I guess, wrong places, doing the wrong things. In any rate, they decided that they were going to play baseball today. And they rescheduled the game. It was supposed to be a night game. So they rescheduled the game for 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I guess Baltimore, Maryland would be on Eastern time, yes. So at 2 o'clock today, this afternoon, they started this baseball game. First one in baseball history to be played with nobody in attendance other than themselves. Now, I don't understand the strategy behind that one. Because they could have, with the other, I think it was the Boston Sox, they could have rescheduled for later on in the season, played a doubleheader. But maybe there was some conflicting problems. I do not know. But the baseball game is still going on right now, and they're playing it in an empty stadium. But... the son of the owner, majority owner of the Baltimore Orioles, had some very interesting things to say. Now, remember me saying, folks, and getting a little agitated along the way, it's time to speak up, it's time to speak out, it's time to let other people know, as an American citizen, where your head is at. Because I think you would be surprised of how many people say, yeah, I agree with that guy. You'd be amazed of how many people. How do you know they're out there if you're doing the QT thing? And I'm not saying everybody listening to this network is doing that, but I do know for a fact that most people have curtailed their activities and their ability to speak freely and sometimes loudly if necessary. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, and I, you know, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm starting to wonder, and I mean everybody. I mean, I'm really starting to wonder. Because here's the way I'm looking at this, and this is my thinking. If we're with a soft pedal right now, do you think it's going to be any easier 6 months from now? A year from now? I just got off phone with an activist down in Atlanta, Georgia. And Curtis, one of the listeners listening to this broadcast, said, you know, you ought to talk to this guy. He's an activist. He does kind of a watchdog thing. And they work on political stuff down there in the seat of Georgia, Atlanta. And I called this guy, and I'm talking with him. And there is legislation pending in their state legislature down there that you would swear to God that was pulled directly from 1984. Okay, there were no political documents per se, but coming out of that movie. Point being, this was stuff that would have been straight out of Orwellville. The ability to arrest political dissidents, for one. Really? Gee, what's this Jade Helm 15 thing going after dissidents? But not Americans. And by the way, the new governor of Texas, I applaud you for sending down the Texas State Guard to keep an eye on these people. Thank you very much. If I were governor of Texas, I would have picked up the phone, I would have called the White House, I would have spoken to Obama, and then I would have set this hold and told them to go to hell. Do not pass go, do not collect dollars, go straight to... You're not doing that in this state. So, I'm going to bring this gentleman on, and he is starting to get wide recognition. He's putting together a crew of people that they are watchdogging their state legislature, and they're doing it with a vengeance. They're also working on other things. Verifiable voting. Yeah. Which is more important, I told him, I said, which would be more important for state elections and local elections. Because the Fed is gone. I mean, I didn't go into a whole lot of detail, but folks, you've listened to this network long enough to know exactly what I'm saying to you.